This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program here. You can join us. The number, if you want to dial in, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Kicking off the second hour with me, Ian.
Matt. And Joe.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. And also, back to more about River Dave, the 81-year-old guy that he's been kicked out of his home that he built on somebody's property, allegedly. 20-something years ago, 25 or more years ago, and he's, again, 81 years old. He's now sitting in a jail cell, and he may be there for the rest of his life.
He's willing to rot there.
Yeah, that's what he says. Those are his words, I believe. So we'll tell you more about River Dave on the way here, and, you know, property rights is an interesting question when it comes to libertarianism, and, you know, liberty people don't necessarily all agree on exactly what should be considered property, how you can own property, how you could homestead or not. So let's go, though, first to your calls and thoughts. Jessica is on the line, also calling from Missouri, listening in Springfield. Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I am so grateful that Free Talk Live is on. I mean, you people there are the most informative above and beyond all the other talk radio. It's pretty much all this repetitive Republican twaddle by different hosts all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And in my area, I have to wait until early in the morning to hear Free Talk Live, but I stay up till it comes on at 2 a.m. and goes up at 5 a.m.
Wow, thanks so much
for
that.
It's so good. I'm so grateful that it's there because you are so informative, so honest. The rest of them are not so much, and I'm just so thoroughly grateful for you.
Well, thank you, Jessica. We're grateful to have you out there listening, and it's great to have the opportunity to be on so many great radio stations. You know, we've got over 180 radio stations coast to coast and beyond in around the United States, and that's a lot of people that can hear these ideas, and unfortunately they don't get them anywhere else. I'd always kind of hoped that, you know, when we first started doing this show, that after 10 years or so, maybe we'd have some competitors who are also as freedom friendly. But nope, unfortunately, no, they're all pretty much, hardcore right-wingers. Very few.
Too much complacency in this country. That's all there is. I mean,
that's the truth.
Ridiculous, but I'm so grateful for this show.
Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate your call tonight.
Speaking of which, what's Ben Swan up to these days? Remember him, Ben Swan?
He's still
out
there.
His own project, and that guy was always solid.
Yeah, he was doing like a crypto project, last I recall.
Was he really?
Yeah, I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was like a, you know, of course, focused on media production or whatever. And he's still around. I think he's still doing something.
What's that, Joel?
He comes out with something every once in a while.
Does he?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of projects out there. Free Talk Live is on the radio, which is one of the main differences of Free Talk Live. This is actually a radio show, but there's a ton of podcasts out there. You know, there are other people out there speaking up, and they're just not necessarily doing it live. Like the caller just now called in, and she talked to us, and we interacted. You can't do that necessarily with a podcast all the time.
Yeah, okay. So according to Wikipedia, he launched Isagoria, which is his media company that he put together that's supposed to be crypto-related, some sort of a, you know, crowdfunded, crowdsourced content.
I love that he jumped on the crypto wagon. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what the current status of it is, but his website is Isagoria or Isagoria.com, and that, unfortunately, is off the it's offline right now.
What
so
is
maybe
he doing?
Maybe it's not going so well.
Yeah, maybe not.
You know, so
that guy, he's always been dead honest, though, and his reporting has always been so refreshing to me to listen to. Like, when he was actually on TV reporting as a TV reporter, he was doing real homework, getting a real story together, and he would always come out on what I would consider the right and honest side. You know, he wouldn't take a side, but as a reporter, he's just reporting the news as he could see it.
Do you remember why they kicked him off the air?
No.
Oh, so he went down the rabbit hole of the Pizzagate thing and showed off James Alefantis' Twitter posts. And that is some interesting stuff.
It is.
I like to think that there is something deeper there.
He's still on Twitter. His handle there is @BenSwan_. And that's Swan with two N's. And apparently he is still producing Truth in Media, which is his YouTube show. And just put an episode out 4 days ago.
Huh.
So he's still out there.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he'll still pop up at conventions and that kind of thing. So he's still active. Let's go to Dave Ridley. He's on the lines in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hey, folks.
Hey, well, Bitcoin Gandhi.
Namaste. Risk of doing some virtue signaling here, I wanted to tell you about my latest little piece of activism.
Right.
Pretty little, but still, possibly significant. When I first moved to New Hampshire, right before I moved here, one of the free players was saying, the main characteristic of New Hampshire, the reason why I voted for it as the best place for libertarians to move, is that it is welcoming. That is its top characteristic. And that has stuck with me all these years. And now I want to pass on that welcome to other people who are coming here by learning how to say welcome in 15 languages.
Okay.
You always have the best projects, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Ridley, ladies and gentlemen, Dave Ridley is the reason that I moved to New Hampshire in the first place. I saw Dave Ridley's open carry trash pickup.
I remember that.
YouTube video. It was fantastic. These guys were open carrying sidearms.
Wasn't that on Manchester, like downtown Manchester?
I didn't live here at the time. I had no idea where it was. Yeah. I was just looking
at it. Was that the one where Russell Canning is like bad-mouthing the cops?
I think so. But it was basically, this neighborhood that used to be a nice neighborhood, but now it's full of elderly people and some dirty people, and it wasn't as peaceful and quiet as it once was, and now you got these armed individuals stomping through their streets and their sidewalks and reaching into the yards to pick up
garbage.
Trash. Yeah. I thought that was such great activism.
And the cops stopped them and like wanted to see their guns just because they liked the guns. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
What it was. I don't know. You remember that one, Dave?
Well, it's a little more complicated. There was one in Manchester where we did go around. I don't remember reaching into anyone's yard or anything like that. But we just, pick it up off the sidewalks and off the streets and so forth. And yeah, that was back in the days when you could make a little YouTube video like that and get 3,000 hits on it in 2 weeks. And that's pretty much what happened.
Well, you got me here. That's what started me down the rabbit hole, the Free State Project stuff right there.
Yeah, Matt, similar to me is that I've been following Dave for such a long time. I think I knew him before anybody else. And it was a very honor to go out the other day with you, Dave, to Boston and Concord. And then we went to Everett. And then we went to the Federal Reserve downtown Boston.
Right. That was with Mr. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And Dave was there as Bitcoin Gandhi. This sounds like an epic trip. Has any media come out from that yet?
I don't think any news channels came out.
No, but I mean, you had a video.
Yeah, yeah, I shared my video, so someone's putting it together.
Okay, great.
Mr. Bitcoin's putting something together
right
now.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
TJ, Chris Wade shot some stuff that he's already put on Telegram. And then there was a moment where we were cameraless because Joe was moving the car to pick us up, and that's when the federal security guard came out and talked to him. And I got that on camera, so
nice.
We tag teamed it, and we didn't get as many people or as much media as we wanted, but you can't say we've never been to the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is to be your own media, right? And Dave, you've been training people and encouraging that for many years on how people can just get out there and cover the things that they want to see covered. You can't rely on these big media journalists to show up and get the real story. Even if they show up, they're still not going to have the preferred perspective or a freedom-friendly perspective necessarily. So kudos to you guys for going out there and doing that. If there's video on Telegram, I'm going to have to see about getting that up on like Odyssey. And library, because I mean, Telegram's a great format for people that are already sort of in the loop, but we got to get people seeing this stuff that's outside of that loop.
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve officer, I invited him to defect.
Of course you did.
I imagine he politely declined because he's got them government benefits.
Well, we also got confronted by a Homeland Security officer too over at the FBI field office in Everett. And he was basically asked, like, he asked me a question, and I was like, I don't answer questions, I don't want to talk to you. Then he asked another question, I was like, I just told you, I don't want to talk to you.
And that's on video?
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing this stuff. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Dave Ridley there from RidleyReport.com. And you, of course, can bring up anything you want. Coming up, more on River Dave, the 81-year-old man who is now sitting in a jail cell after having occupied some land, some unused land, for 25-plus years. Mm-hmm. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk 603-283-6160. Especially if you want to weigh in on River Dave, the 81-year-old man who has lived on a plot of land. He's got his own house that he has constructed himself there beside the Merrimack River in New Hampshire. And it's apparently not far from the jail that our co-host Nobody is currently being held in. In fact, they may be being held in the same cell, or not cell, but, you know, the same cell block. So,
well, I hope Nobody's having a good conversation with him if that's the case.
This guy seems like an interesting guy. His name's David Lidstone, called River Dave by the locals. He's been there for more than 25 years, just living in this house on somebody's property, a 73-acre wooded property in Canterbury. And according to court documents, this is from WMUR.com, the owner of the land lives in Vermont and owns several plots of land there in the town of Canterbury. But apparently, he doesn't want River Dave staying on the land.
No.
And, Joey, you said this owner is not necessarily the same owner that has always been owning this property.
Right. So a previous owner of the property said to him that he could live there until he dies. And
but he just said it. He didn't put it down on paper.
Right. That's an interesting thing. I think he needs to get this, if it was said or written, that he needs to produce this. And I don't know if that's really going to help his case, but, you know, maybe within the deed of the previous owners, they could have, like, wrote that in the deed, like, this guy could
stay. They could have.
They could
have. They didn't, probably.
Yeah. And I also heard, like, on a video yesterday that River Dave said he was willing to get a property assessor to prove that it is his land. So there's like these contradicting things that are going on here.
Yeah, it's not clear exactly what that would mean, because, you know, if there's no legal title to the land, then under the system, at least, it's not his land. But, of course, you know, this brings up a question of what does it mean to own a thing? What does it mean to, is homesteading possible, or should it be possible, on somebody's 72-acre plot of land where, you know, probably 71 acres of it is completely wooded.
Yeah, what do squatters' rights look like in New Hampshire? I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know the legality of it either, but, well, at the very least in this case, the judge ordered this guy, River Dave, off of the property, and he's saying now that he will stay in jail or he'll go back home. So if you let him out, he's going back home to what he considers to be his home that he's lived at for more than two decades. And the judge is saying, you're not allowed to go there.
This seems like a very traditional sense of squatting versus, like, when you hear about squatting laws, it's like in the cities and people's doing,
in somebody's,
you know,
existing,
they're doing
house
drugs in there, and that's why they get kicked out and sort of thing, because you see these articles all the time. But this is like a really traditional one. He's, you know, generally of good nature. He doesn't cause any problems. He built a beautiful homestead, and it's just a shame that they're going to just tear it all down. And I think it's going to cost them a lot of money to have that happen too, like, because he's out like a mile out into the woods from like a road. So they're going to have to take out heavy equipment. I'm sure the people that own this property, 73 acres, I'm sure it'd be smart of them to just let him live out his days, and then they can decide what they want to do.
Yeah, he's not going to live much longer. I mean, he's 81 years old. Your typical male doesn't live past 74. And as he's described in the, I watched the Chronicle report on him, which is sort of a long-form news package. Your typical news package might last a minute or two. This is a seven-minute report. You know, one of those kind of down-home, we're going to talk to this guy. They go out to his house. They tour his house. It happened in 2018. He was described is pretty sprightly, you know, for his elderly age. So, you know, maybe he'll hang on for another five
or
6 years.
He actually looks very healthy. I was surprised when they were saying that he was 81. I was like, this guy looks like he's 60. Like, he's acting, and, like, he's very active. He moves around a lot, very physical.
Yeah, people live hardy lives. They got to move firewood. You got to get wood. You got to feed the cows. You got to feed the chicken.
If he doesn't get it done, he's going to freeze to death.
That's right. You have to do that. You have to work. And when you do that, you stay in jail.
I mean, if it was my property, I'd be like, this guy added a lot of value to my property. That's what I look at it as.
So, you know, you bring up the potential demolishment of the building, and apparently that is what is intended to happen here. Mm-hmm. So, basically, they're holding him in a jail cell. Because a judge can order you into jail on contempt, but there's limitations on that. So, and this isn't legal advice, I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding that in most states, a judge can only issue up to 180 days on a contempt charge. without having to explain himself. Now, technically, there's no limitation on the amount of time the judge can put you into contempt for, but if you go over 180 days or 6 months, then you can then sort of like appeal that to a panel of judges who then says, oh, well, you've exceeded your authority, you know, that's not, you've gone too far. So most judges, you'll always notice, they always give less than 180 days, less than 6 months' time on contempt. So what's interesting here in this case, or at least in the news reporting on this case, they're not saying, and I don't know if you've seen it in the Union Leader, but at least WMUR isn't saying what the actual sentence is. He's just being held.
Right.
And normally when you get a contempt charge from a judge, the judge says 14 days, 3 months, 4 months. They say a specific amount. So I wonder what amount of time the judge has ruled that he has to stay there.
Well, maybe he should go squat at the judge's house.
But he can't get out of jail right now.
Maybe he shouldn't go back home if they let him out. He should just go camp out in the judge's woods.
That would be interesting. The judge, Andrew Schulmans, had this to say, quote, he holds the keys to the jailhouse in his hands, which is a ridiculous statement. But judges love to say stuff like this. It's like, hey, I'm not doing this to you. You're doing it to yourself.
Yep. Right, stop punching yourself. Yeah. Stop punching yourself.
He says he can open the door and leave whenever he'd like. All he has to do is agree to abide by the court's prior orders. And you gotta love River Dave's response. He says, quote, I will sit here until my body rots, but you will not beat me, sir. I will sit here until I rot, or I will go home.
I wonder if River Dave would mind if, like, other people went and squatted his property.
That's a great
because
point.
Then it's like we can help him and like, you know, maintain the property. And then what are they going to do? We're going to have a majority of people there, and it's like, no, we're going to stand in front of your excavator, whatever's going to tear it down,
yeah,
and just say, no, we're going to let this guy live out his days. And will we stand there and protect that?
That's an interesting idea.
Does anybody know where this place is?
The people at New Hampshire Chronicle certainly do. River Dave's got, he's got friends, you know, they come visit him or whatever, so there's people. People know.
I think Joe's idea is very interesting.
Or you could just get a drone or a helicopter or whatever, because, again, as you said, Joe, it was the government that discovered his lair by looking at the property, because they're always scoping you out, scoping out property to see, did you build an extension to your house?
Yeah,
did you build a guest house without
spies
asking for permission? Well, we want to tax that. So they were trying to get more tax information. The judge said once the structure that River Dave built is demolished, he'll be let out of jail. The plaintiff is now working to get the building demolished. So the current owner of the property is hiring whoever to go in there and...
They'll have to build a road and all these things that government loves to do to get to his property, because I believe it's just out in the middle of the woods.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely in the woods. I watched the Chronicle piece, and it looked like he might have, like, a river view. So he may not be too far off of the body of water.
Yeah.
So they may just be able to pull up, you know, a barge or something like that. And
That'd be wild. That'd be good, some good footage right there.
It sure would.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get in touch with this guy. Apparently, they do say that he has a cell phone, although he's in jail right now. So actually, writing to nobody may be one of the most effective ways. Or just write to him in jail, because,
yeah,
you know, he's got a real name, David Lidstone. He's at the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat right now. So if you want to write to River Dave, I bet he'd like to hear from you as well. Get some support going. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says all federal workers must attest their vaccination status in order to return to work.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, Biden saying if you want to do business with the federal government, contractors must also be vaccinated. A new report says there could be a link between COVID-19 and the cognitive decline and acceleration of Alzheimer's-like symptoms. Researchers with an international coalition are finding memory issues and biological markers similar to those seen in Alzheimer's patients. Both diseases have been marked by inflammation of the brain. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of small businesses that received money from the Paycheck Protection Program in order to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic will soon be able to use an online portal to apply directly for loan forgiveness. The Small Business Administration saying the direct portal, which is set to open on August 4th, will be available to business owners with PPP loans worth less than $150,000. Previously, businesses could only apply for PPP loan forgiveness through their lender. Eligible individuals will receive an email from the SBA with a link to the portal. A new survey is revealing flight attendants dealt with a lot of bad behavior from passengers during the pandemic. It says 84% of flight attendants have had to deal with unruly passengers on board this year. The Association of Flight Attendants also saying 17% of those were involved in an incident that got physical. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you may dial in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. There's a bunch of free ones like our social media site. It's social.freetalklive.com. You can click over there and express yourself without having to be concerned with, you know, censorship like you're going to get on sites like Twitter and Facebook. So you got way more freedom to express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live hosts are on that site and listeners as well. That's social.freetalklive.com. I just want to kind of talk generally about the ideas around River Dave, the idea of homesteading, what should be, you know, in a libertarian utopia, which we don't live in. What would be the ideal situation? Should what River Dave did be legal? Should it be acceptable? Should it be something that people look at and just like, oh, yeah, of course you should be able to, you know, move on to somebody's 72-acre plot of land. They don't know you're there. Who cares? Or no, somebody might say, oh, well, your property rights are inviolable, and so therefore, no, you can never, as long as you put a fence around a property, then no one else can ever touch it. You know, so the libertarians tend to have differing views on this particular discussion, and that's what I want to get into.
I think,
see what you guys think.
I learned at a very, very early age, I remember my dad saying, get it on paper, far back as I can remember. Get it in ink. Get it. What did he say? Get it on paper, I think is what his words were.
Well, the old statement is possession is 9/10 of the law, but that clearly didn't help him.
I think that's commie baloney.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know,
ownership is important. So, like, if you have $100 bill loosely in your pocket and you drop it, it's yours. You dropped it, but somebody else picked it up. You know, so it's like, you know,
how do you prove it was?
How do you prove it was yours? I mean, unless
you knew what the serial number was, then that would be
maybe
good proof.
But, like, you know, generally, like, if you own a property and you don't know what's going, you own 73 acres, you may not know if someone's camping on your land. Like, it'd just be like a temporary thing.
You've never known they were there.
They were there and gone. But this guy is, like, you know, trying to be permanent resident. So that's, like, more of a problem. But
arguably, he's been there for longer than the current property owner.
Sure.
I mean, from what you said, the previous property owner did give him permission to be there.
Right.
And gave him permission to essentially live there till he died. But they didn't write it down. They didn't put it into the deed. Mm-hmm. And so now this new owner, according to WMUR, they are in the process of... The lawyer for the new owner says they're sending their sons out with manual tools to take down this guy's house.
What I would like to ask them, though, is, like, where is he a problem in their life? Like, where is it actually causing a problem? Other than maybe the state saying this cabin has a footprint which we need to tax on.
Yeah.
And I think that's where they're getting upset about.
It's not a problem in their life. It's a problem at the town hall.
Right.
And that is a problem. I mean, because if their taxes are X and now they're going to be X plus $1,000 a year, well, I mean, the best thing to do would be to go to River Dave and say, hey, you got a grand that you can give us every year because it's costing us to have you live here now.
Right.
We didn't care before the state flew over with a drone or whatever, a helicopter, and found your hangout.
And maybe just set some parameters that you all can agree on, and then we can, you know, work our days out.
You know, I think that's also kind of pie in the sky to think about it that way, because if they were to do that, they were to, you know, pound out something amicable between the two of them, which is totally easy to do, I bet some other scumbaggery from the state would come down and say, well, he doesn't have a permit to have a domicile that close to the river or whatever, you know.
Or that he didn't have a permit to put it up in the first place. So therefore, it needs to be taken
down.
There's
going to be some officious piece of garbage out there backed up by a gun and a badge, is going to tell him he's still not allowed to do that without
jumping through
a million hoops, getting $100,000 with the lawyers. And
you know, it reminds me of a story here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. It wasn't long after I'd moved here that in the news was a homeless camp behind the Hannaford. Hannaford's a grocery store chain here in New England. And the owner of this particular plot of land on which the grocery store plaza is, you know, big plot of land. It goes back. There's, like, you know, woods behind this land or behind the plaza. And that's where the homeless people were. So they weren't, you know, invisible sight of the people. They weren't, like, you couldn't be in the parking lot and see into the woods where these people were. It was occluded, right? It was secluded as well. And there was enough of them out there that somehow attention had been brought to this particular location. I don't know how it happened, but somehow the news media or the government got wind of this camp, and they sent government bureaucrats out there, and they said, look, even though you've got approval to be here from the property owner, because the property owner didn't care. The property owner was like, I don't care. Let them live on my land. It's fine. They're homeless. They need a place to stay. They're not bothering anybody. Let them be. And the government said, no, you didn't build this structure appropriately. It's not to code. You know, they had some sort of shanty or whatever there, some kind of shack, so they could not be living in the snow during the wintertime. And, you didn't get the government's building permit, so therefore you've got to go. And they went in there and they tore down these homeless people's home.
What a bunch of absolute dirtballs.
Even though they had explicit permission from the property owner to be there.
That is proof right there that government, even in our touchy-feely little town of Keene here, where we love the XYZ, are absolute horrible, evil human beings.
Absolutely. Let's go to, speaking of that, James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? James in Arizona, going once. James in Arizona, going twice. You know, you'd think that he would want to actually talk on the radio after calling behind the scenes at least four times tonight.
I see.
Well, thanks for trying there.
You know, Ian, there was a time where I'd call into Free Talk Live, and I would, you know, I'd have a few before I called in.
Yeah.
Gave me the courage.
Liquid courage.
Liquid courage.
Yeah. But you actually talked.
I did, and I was coherent.
That helps.
Okay.
603-283-6160 is the number here. So, I mean, should people be able to do what Dave did, like in an ideal libertarian society? What do you guys think?
No. I mean,
you think somebody should just be able to pen off 1,000 acres and say, this is mine and no one can ever touch it?
No, I think ownership is important. I mean, I think it was severely negligent to himself to not get it in writing from the prior owner. That would have been fine, because that could have been, such a piece of paper could have been passed on with the new, you know, with the deed when it went to the new owners. You know, that could have been, hey, River Days,
that happened.
There's an old guy that lives on the property. He's lived there forever. I told him he could live there as long as he can, and he comes with a deal. So
that would have been the safest thing to do. But you're saying that in a future society that doesn't exist yet, somebody should be able to just pen off 1,000 acres, say, all right, you know, I paid for this, so therefore it's mine, and then just walk away from it. And never do anything with it.
Absolutely.
And somebody else should be prohibited from, like, going and living there.
100%.
Even if it's temporary.
Absolutely,
like
100%.
Like, they put a tent on it
or
something
like that.
No,
that's a no-go. Did they ask?
No, they might not have known it. You know, they might have been just walking down the road. They, you know, see a place they want to camp out for the night, or maybe a week or something like that. Maybe a week turns into 2 weeks, 2 months. They're still there, and no one knows about it.
No, they can go.
Well, they can go.
They can go right now.
Yeah. So you're a total, like, propertarian. Would that be the right term for that?
Sure.
Okay. What do you think, Joe?
I think it's inappropriate what he did, but at the same time, it's like, I think we should realize the human factor in this, that he's old and that he has nowhere else to go besides sitting in jail.
Yeah.
And I don't think how this is any benefit to anybody, especially him. He wasn't causing a problem, and it's like, I think they can work something out at this point, but, you know, for him to settle down on a property that he had no idea, like, let's just assume that he had no idea whose property it was, then he needs to work something out, maybe even pay restitution or something, I don't know. I'm not him, and I don't want to speak for him, but, like, he should probably try to make good with the people that own it now.
Should the person who owns the property do something to, you know, prove that it's theirs? Or, you know, if they're not using a fence, does that suggest that it's okay if somebody goes on and can't?
I mean, going back to our conversation, I think I would probably have the land posted, and I'd probably have an address and a phone number on there, so if people want to do something, all they got to do is pick up the phone and give me a shout.
Gotcha.
Chances are I'm probably going to say yes.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I don't know how I feel about this one. I've heard so many good arguments over the years for differing kind of systems, and I wish nobody were here tonight to talk more about the idea of homesteading and that maybe owned land that is completely ignored for some amount of time could actually be loosened up in some way.
It's the least bad squatter.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We're talking about property and what it might look like in a more free society, in a society in which, you know, we don't live at this time. But what are the ideal situations? We've got Matt taking the pure propertarian view. I don't know if that's the right term, but somebody who believes that, you know, if you say that you own this thing and there's, you know, some piece of paper somewhere that says what you own and it's on file somewhere, then you own it. No one else can violate that, even if you've never done anything with the land and it's just sat there for generations.
Sometimes what I want to do with the land is have it as a nature preserve where there are no people. That's what I want for it.
Yeah, and that is an interesting point. And you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to have that, but it would also be interesting to see people try something different where maybe there could be homesteading of essentially unused land. And when I say that, I mean land where someone has put absolutely no effort. And at least if you were to fence it and post it, as you said, then it's known that, okay, well, as long as you can read the signs, you know that somebody owns this thing and here's what you expect from this piece of property. But if it's unfenced, if it's unposted, should there be some ability for people to homestead? Should there be something called adverse possession when it comes to properties? Now, this is an interesting idea. It actually ties in with the Moors, who we talked about a few weeks ago here on Free Talk Live. You may recall in the news there were these black militia guys that had been pulled over in Massachusetts, actually coming up from Rhode Island, which is where you're from, Joe.
I mean, I live right down the street from where you're saying that they're trying to take over property or something.
I'm presuming it's an address they give on their site. There's also a legal document where the property is actually blocked out, so maybe it's a different one. But regardless, it's... Yeah. Some house, apparently, in Rhode Island, the militia guys from the Moors, here's their website, riseofthemoors.org, from the Exodus page. The Rise of the Moors organization has successfully claimed an abandoned home for our benefit as a people Adverse possession is simply taking what's yours and not waiting for anyone to give it to you. As an example, our people have been waiting for reparations, waiting to get access to our resources, waiting for better homes, waiting for better business, and waiting for our freedom. Adverse possession puts an end to waiting. We claim this building as an organization so that not just one person benefits from this. Our goal is to inspire people to move here, help secure the building, and once this is done, we will repeat the process to the point that every Moorish family has a home and a business if they so desire for themselves. So there
was a law in Rhode Island for a long time that if you maintained a property for 7 years and no one else was doing it, that you end up owning
yours.
It. Yep, becomes yours. They got rid of that law recently, but I would challenge that. Like, you know, if you live in a neighborhood and the house is just getting decrepit and you don't want to see this thing collapse and possibly cause damage to your home, I say if you maintain it, you're going to own it. You know, and if the bank doesn't own it, I mean, who really is going to take care of it? Like, if someone goes into a home that's no one owns, and you start to make it look nice and make your neighborhood look better, I say go for it.
I think I'm gonna if you were to do that to one of my buildings, and I was gonna walk in, I would say, wow, you did a lot of nice work in here. Thanks. See ya.
Yeah, but nobody owns it.
Somebody owns the thing.
It's easy to do, you know, do a deed search. You just find out who owns it.
Like
the question
is it a bank or is it an actual human being? Now, there's a photograph here. If you look down the page, they have...
The bank is still owned by the shareholders of the bank.
Well, you know, whatever that
property's
means.
Property.
I mean, banks are essentially outgrowths of the federal government, the Federal Reserve.
Well, there's no doubt.
And don't forget that banks also create money out of thin air. So, I mean, there's argument. No. The banks do. The banks are essentially arms of the Federal Reserve. They have the ability to print money from nothing. When you sign a loan with the bank,
yeah, I know that.
The bank is making that money. It's not. They don't have that money sitting in the vault that was given to them by their other customers. They literally create it from thin air. So there's an interesting argument, at least, that if the bank's just making money out of thin air, then they don't have any like legitimate ownership of the things that they're paying for with fake money, basically.
Right.
And you know, whether you want to buy that argument or not is another question. But the Moors, I think, would probably respond positively to that point. These guys have.
I want to know if they've gone to do any deed search on it, though. I want to find out, did they at least approach the person and say, hey, we'll make you an offer on this?
Well, that's the thing. There may not be a person. It may be a legal person known as the bank. There's a photograph here, and it looks to be as though it were taken. Okay, so on this page, on the Exodus page of riseofthemoors.org, there's a... document. I don't know if it's PDF or whatever it is. Something in embedded in the page. Mm-hmm. A legal document that looks like it was filed with the court. And there's a notice here. This property has been determined to be vacant or abandoned. This information will be reported to the mortgage servicer. The servicer has the right and duty to protect this property. As a result, in the next few days, the locks will be replaced to allow the property to be inspected and the plumbing systems winterized. If this property is not vacant or abandoned, please call your mortgage servicer, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. And then it's in Spanish, vendor safeguard properties, vendor phone. So somebody lived there, and they abandoned the property. And now and whoever the safeguard properties is put up a notice about it and says call the mortgage servicer. So basically whoever was living there, whoever the owner was, had a mortgage through J.P. Morgan. So technically the legal owner is J.P. Morgan Chase.
Okay.
In a moral perspective, I don't really care if they took over J.P. Morgan.
That's what I'm saying, right? Because J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, whoever the hell their shareholders are, it's probably like, you know, the Rothschilds and other people like that.
Right?
Jamie Dimon, the president there of J.P. Morgan. These people are scum of the earth.
Well,
bankers.
They're also, does that mean that there's somebody out there who has no equity in it? Some average person that took out a loan, paid into it for years and years and years, and has equity laying around?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
presumably
when you buy a property on mortgage, with a mortgage, and you pay back against the mortgage, still you have equity in the house,
mm-hmm.
or the building, whatever it is. You have equity in it. Like, if you pay $19,000 into a $200,000 mortgage, you're $19,000 the owner of the bank.
But if you walk away from making payments, you don't get your $19,000
back. You can sue and get that money back.
Why?
because
you entered into a loan agreement, a contract.
Yes, but that's still your equity. That's your part ownership of the house.
I've never heard of that
before. Yeah, you can sue for your right to the. They can take it. They're not going to tell you that they have to pay you anything back. But if you want that money back, they have to pay you for it.
Wow, that's interesting. I've never heard that claim before. I mean, wouldn't that? And what's that called?
I can't remember. There's a word for it though.
Huh.
Well, I've seen this house many times. Like I've taken this. It's right off of 95 mm-hmm. exit.
And we're presuming that this. So there's an address on the front page of the site.
Yeah, they put it right there.
But it's not clear if that's what. We can't be 100% sure that that's
okay.
The actual.
All right.
But go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, I was actually shocked. If that is the place that they're trying to take over, I'm really surprised.
Hmm.
I mean, it's right around the corner from the police station. I used to live right down the street from there. But power to them. I hope the rise of the Moors. I don't like how they were labeled these, the sovereign citizens in the articles and stuff. But
no, they are. They're not sovereign citizens. They themselves would tell you that.
Yeah, of course. I just like the idea that people are trying to be free. They're using case law or constitutional rights.
These guys do their research.
Protect themselves. Yeah.
When it comes to the courts, I mean, the Moors are well researched individuals.
With this, I'm afraid that they're trying to just take stuff though.
Well, I mean, they're definitely trying to take a house that is likely owned by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. And you know what? I don't really care. Because it's J.P. Morgan Chase. And these big bankers are, as far as I'm concerned, part and parcel of what the government is doing to people. They're the ones who are foisting, helping to foist this system on us.
And they always have.
They want to put me in prison. Mm-hmm. Over dealing with these banks mm-hmm. over the years. And, I mean, I felt similarly prior to being charged criminally by the state. So the state's protecting the banks. The banks are protecting the state's money system.
They're really one unit with the government.
That's what I'm trying to say. And if these guys can just print money out of thin air, there's a strong argument they don't own that stuff.
Okay.
Who does own it? Well, I mean, a lot of this land was stolen from the Indians in the first place, and they're not getting any reparations for it.
It's funny because I know a lot of Native Americans in Rhode Island that are trying to claim back rights to their land that was taken over, by force, back in the 1700s, and they're trying to get that land back, and they might win, and I hope they do, because it's just parks. They're not really doing anything with it. Just people like to enjoy it, and that's probably what they're going to keep it open to. But a few times they tried to barricade these parks off to prevent anyone from even going on them until they owned it, until they were told that this is theirs. But so I appreciate these people doing this in Rhode Island. And there's one thing about Rhode Island that has always been a part of me is that it's where religious freedom started.
Mm.
And that people have the right to practice religions freely. And I feel like that is completely eroded now. And we can't even live without being paying taxes through our nose.
We're going to continue. If you've got an opinion on the Moors and adverse possession taking over a vacant but bank-owned property, you can join us here, 603-283-6160. It's free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.